We're coming to the end of our liturgical year, and the church meditates on the end of the world, which sometimes gets sensationalized. People, the end is near, or the world's going to end on this date, and then it doesn't end. Well, no, but it'll end on that date. No, it wasn't that date. You didn't understand the original. Okay, you don't have to believe those predictions. Jesus says we know not the day or the hour. But why do we meditate on the end of the world? Jesus speaks today and in many places in the Gospels in very strong language that the end is coming, and it's going to be, as it says in the Old Testament, a great and terrible day. There's going to be lightning and earthquakes and all this other stuff. The book of Revelation, people get all wrapped up in it. The end's coming. Is that earthquake mean it's going to be the end of the world? That's not the whole point. The point isn't to get you worried or get anxious. But Jesus has to speak in such strong terms because he has to shake us out of our complacency. A lot of times we get caught up in the day-to-day, the daily grind. We get worried about the future. Jesus says, don't worry about all that stuff. Worry about today. Live today like today was your last day on earth. Noted philosopher and theologian Tim McGraw wrote a song about this about 10 years ago called Live Like You Were Dying. And after this man who is given a terminal diagnosis goes skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing, and rides a bull for 2.7 seconds, he gets to what's important in life, that he wants to love deeper, speak sweeter, and give forgiveness where he should have given it before. Eventually he goes on, he reads the Bible, and he lives life just one day at a time. Like, today is the most important day in my life. And if I'm going to meet the Lord tomorrow, if this is my last day on earth, what kind of impact do I want to leave on the people that I leave behind? How do I want people to remember me? If we live like that every single day, that's exactly what the Christian life is all about. Jesus wants to live today as if it were today, and if it were the last day we lived on earth. What would we lose? What would we lose if today was our last day on earth and we were a little more generous with the people around us? If we showed a little extra patience? If we forgave people? If today was your last day on earth, you wouldn't really want to hold a grudge against someone, right? If today was your last day on earth, you wouldn't look how you could climb a certain social ladder. The other way of thinking about this is the old commercials. I don't know if you remember them, but for Tombstone Frozen Pizza, they say, what do you want on your tombstone? The answer is sausage and pepperoni, but it is a good meditation of what do you want on your tombstone? Is it this guy was really rich? I don't think that's really put on tombstones very often. She was super popular. No. He was a boss. Definitely not that. What do people want on their tombstones? They want to be remembered as a good husband, a good father, a great grandfather. The most important things we realize if today was your last day, it would be the relationships that you have. First and foremost, your relationship with God. What do I need to do? I got one day. What do I need to do to get my relationship with God in order? I'm going to meet him tomorrow. What do I need to do? What do I need to say? Secondly, the ones around you. What about those people that I've kind of pushed off in my life? What do I say to them so that I leave a lasting memory of my love to them? What do I say to those people I've been supposed to serve my whole life, my family? In the song, Tim McGraw talks about how he's a better husband, how he looked back. Oh, that's the husband I should have been. You have one day. The Christian life isn't about fear. It's not about just following a bunch of rules so you don't go to hell. It's about relationship. It's about being with God forever in heaven and letting that choice of what's the most important thing in my life, relationship with God, influence your life here on earth. That you take the kingdom of God that comes, that we're waiting for all eternity, and to make that happen right now. And the way you do that is by service and by love, by forgiveness. That's what should characterize us. And for 2,000 years, Christians have lived like they were dying. You think about the great institutions that they build. People become nuns and priests. I can devote myself completely to the next life because I know what's to come. They build us hospitals and schools. Look at Bismarck. Why do people care about Bismarck? It's like in the middle of nowhere in Siberia. But somehow, Catholics have come here and have devoted themselves to live like they were dying. It doesn't mean this kind of, well, I'm going to go to heaven so nothing really happens on earth. No, it means I'm free now. I'm free to give myself completely to the service of others because I want to be defined by the way I loved, by the way I chose to serve one another. And so people throughout the centuries have chosen to serve those around them, even people they don't know, to forgive people who, yeah, have done wrong to me, But in the context of heaven, that's kind of a small thing. So I can forgive you. This is the beauty of the Christian life, to live each day as if we were dying, as if each day was the last day before we meet the Lord. Because, especially with the people around us, we're going to be in heaven with them someday. So it's best to prepare this life so that when we go to heaven, we don't see him and say, oh, shoot, he's here? I don't want to be, oh, man. No, that's what we have to prepare for in heaven, that, oh, I got in a fight with this guy on earth, but I forgave him. Now I'm ready to be with him for eternity. So the same thing is obviously with God. What do I need to do with God to make sure when I see him, I'm not completely afraid and shaking in my boots, but to say to God, yeah, I've made mistakes, but I do ultimately in my life, what's the most important thing in my life is I want to be with you for all eternity. And I want that eternity to start today.